the enthusiasm that you guys have together, do you think that you wouldn't be together? Like, you need each other. Basically, the four guys of you two need each other.
The best relationships are based on dependence, not independence.
Right. I think that's what makes us a great band, is the fact that we do rely on each other's intelligence and perspective to do what we do. And I've done solo work. I just didn't like the experience. Not because I can't work on my own, but because I knew deep down that the work would be better if I had Bono there, or Adam or Larry there. And also just the fun of actually working on something with your mates. As tough as it is, there's still a lot of fun along the way, and I just wouldn't want to spend time working on my own.
Have you been shocked, Edge, at just how good Bono has proved to be with all this political stuff? At just the high level at which he operates and how well he does it?
I've been very, very surprised by aspects of it. Not his performance, because that was one of his great gifts, was communicating, and you know, as an advocate, I can't think of anyone who'd be better. But what was shocking to me was to realize how porous the body politic is, and how, with a couple of things that probably are unusual, persistence, first of all, he's not there once, you know, and then gone away. He's there all the time. He has a relationship with these politicians, therefore they take him seriously, whereas they wouldn't take a lot of people who've come in before him seriously, because it's a once-off thing and they're gone. So that's one of the reasons why he has been successful. But it's the idea that you can infiltrate with good arguments, you can actually change government policy is an amazing thing. It's wonderful, but it's terrifying.
Well, what's the essence then? In two words, would be like humble and respectful. That's what he is to these other people. For instance, like, you know, Bono...
persuasive.
Know, yeah, like,
persuasive.
You don't agree with
smart.
Some of the biggest decisions Tony Blair has made, or some of the biggest decisions George Bush has made, but in order to get what you want, does the sort of the means justify whatever you might get in the end?
Well, it's been hard for Blair to have me criticise him, because he knows I respect him. As a man, as a person, I think what he did in the war, I couldn't figure out. But I knew at least it wasn't somebody trying to get votes or doing the popular thing. It was clear that he was doing an unpopular thing, not just with his own party, but with his own country. So you got to respect. There's very few politicians who will do that. As I say, I think he was wrong. But it's hard for him. I'm sitting there hanging out, and I have to say, I think you're wrong. But do I campaign against the war, is really your question. No. Mm. And that's what I've given up. Before
you do on stage at night, as a member of U2, you do.
Yes, I do, but I don't do it in the way that we might have before. And that's the only difficulty with the work that I do, is that you become a single-issue protagonist, and you allow the band's position on the war has come through on this, but I don't go campaigning. You don't see me at anti-war rallies and things like that, because I feel I make my position clear, leave that to other people. Mm. I've got a thing that I'm working on, and I don't want to rub salt in the wound too much. I make my position clear. I'm honest with people. But then I get on with trying to get them over the line on what is a very difficult... How difficult it is, think about this, for a politician to build a hospital in Abuja rather than building a hospital in a constituency
where
one of their ministers or is in trouble, which will get the votes. It's almost impossible. And that's why we have to create momentum. That's why we've got to create a sense of occasion. That's why we've got to... It's not that they want applause, but in order for it to be politically viable for them, we have to create... That's why I turned up the Labour Party conference. You know, people say, what are you doing in Labour? Because I wanted to show Tony Blair, a man I believe in, and Gordon Brown, a man I believe in, despite all the protests about the war, that if they should step over the line on Africa, that they could unite their own party on this. They could bring their own party back to their Labour Party values, and that the UK, that Britain needed a big dream at this moment when they're so divided. And I think we sold them that.
Why is Africa so close to your heart? I mean, 20 years ago you went with Ali to Ethiopia. Could I go back further and say it's something the way we were all brought up in school, or is that a bit kind of...
I think it's very Irish. I really do. I think it's a very Irish thing. But in the end, I could point to you know, experiences after Live Aid, which certainly changed me, scarred me in a good way, whatever, and Ali too. But in the end, I think that what unites us as a band is what's, I suppose, what's ultimately offensive about what's happening in Africa is stupidity.
Yeah.
You know, the thing that annoys us the most is probably stupidity. It's just stupid. 6,000 people dying every day of a mosquito bite. Fuck off. In the 21st century, that is just not acceptable. It's sort of stupid that people are dying in countless numbers, and they're people that you would hang out with. People listen to music, Dave. If you go into Africa, in the middle, I just sent Eminem pictures of teenagers in Uganda, in the middle of the bush, in D12 t-shirts and Eminem t-shirts. Mm. These are people that you'd be familiar with, that your brothers, your sisters, your uncles, dying for the stupidest of reasons, money. So I think that's, in the end, I think I would call myself an opportunist. One of my, I think, the most strong character traits is I can see an opening. I have, you know, I can see a chance for something. I know that's stupid, and I know we can fix it. And something won't let me just lie on that. It's like, once you've seen the opening, you have to, you know, prize it up.
So then what interests you, what does interest you the most? Is it charity or justice?
Justice.
Completely, 100%.
Yeah. Always did.
Yeah.
Always did. Oh, I was never, you know. Our thing in U2 about charity is it's a touchy subject, because there are times where we've been very lucky. And, you know, we pay a lot of tax, by the way. A lot of tax. Enormous quantity. Millions of tax. People think the artists in Ireland are tax-free. Our publishing, which is about one-third of our income, we have tax breaks on. And that's great. And that's encouraged us to stay in Ireland. And if that changes, it's not going to change. It's not going to affect anything for U2. But young U2s might leave, and that would be a shame. That's all I'd say. But because of, if you like, this situation in Ireland where we've encouraged artists and we feel like we've benefited from that, it does make you work harder to use your money well, or to use, you know, I think that has sharpened us. But we've often thought, should we be public about what we do? But you can't be public about charity. Because the moment you are public, it isn't charity. And, you know, in the scriptures it says, when it comes to charity, your left hand should not know what your right hand is doing. And, people say, you hear, you know, just small minds and the kind of the awfulness of it. They're saying, well, if they really cared about Africa, they'd be giving their money away. If I gave my money away, I'd only become a bigger star. I could come down on a donkey into Croke Park. And by the way, if the four of us do not arrive on donkeys into Croke Park, people are going to want their money back. But it's like, you'd only become a bigger star. It's actually, I think it's more honest to say, we're rock stars, we're having it large, we're having a great time. And don't focus on charity too much. That's private. Justice is public.
State, AIDS, trade, Africa. I get the impression that sometimes you're in U2 to really get away from your day job.
Not a bad question. I've certainly never loved being in U2 as much as the last couple of albums, because sometimes the pressure of the other work that I do is almost unbearable. And to get away from it, to meet your mates, see, you know, it's put a terrible burden on Edge, you know, in one sense, because he's had to carry a lot. But I think I'm, even though I'm not there as much, I think I'm more able in those moments. And I think I work well in those moments, but it has never been as fun or a thrill. It's taken the word work out of you two, even though we work very hard in you two.
Mm. But I mean, there's this guy in the studio back over there, and you're in this motorcade sitting in a car with Bush. What are you saying to Bush? What's happening? Like, I mean, do you shoot the breeze?
I can shoot the breeze, yeah. George Bush's funny, you know? So he's got a sense of humour.
He's like a fan of yours, apparently.
Is he?
Yeah.
Really?
Wherever he's in Ireland.
I think I'll have a window next month, 10 minutes.
He loves the Fanning show.
Demonising people is one of the things that I've learned, I suppose, about on the left, which is where I come from. The left loves to mock conservatives, to reduce them, to make them fools, to make idiots of them, because then we reduce them. George Bush, smart man. He's completely in charge of what he does. I couldn't come from a more different place.
Yeah,
I'd have more disagreements with him than I could think of. But we have to learn to understand that, you know, people on the other, who don't agree with the way we think, don't demonize them. You know, just, you know, we all grew up with conspiracies. You know, the conspiracy years ago was the music business.
The man.
The music business. Mm. People in record companies were the devil. What are you talking about? Gavin Friday was just saying earlier, somebody was talking to him about, you know, he said, I remember that years ago, sign with the major, you're selling your soul. But he was with Rough Trade, and they screwed him over. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah. We love to create us and them. Our thing in you two is know them. Know, not K-N-O-W, but N-O. Know them, only us. That I think, is the mark of our band.
Would you think another mark of your band would be like, if you take Boy, first album, How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb Now? I mean, preoccupation with growing old, you know, kind of confrontational, vulnerable. There's an awful lot of things that are kind of the same. A lot of things haven't changed for you too, really. You're still kicking against the whatevers, you know?
Mm. You know, when you sit down to write a song, you don't necessarily go, well, let's write one about Mondays. Mondays, that's a good
No, but
theme.
I mean, the you way know, you just, write, has that changed?
It hasn't, because it's just whatever is on your heart, whatever just has to be written is what comes through. Mm. And you don't necessarily control that. It's just what's in the air at that time. And so I would say very little has changed in many ways.
And are you in the studio as much like the editor, if you like, as your one, let's say your 25% contributor, or much more, or whatever you want to say, but you're kind of the editor, you're putting it all together. I mean, like, you know, it's kind of like it's inspiration 10% and maybe analytical the other 90% as opposed to perspiration. It just takes time.
It's hard to describe, because you two songs can come together very fast with everyone in the room and it's all very exciting and you've got something very quickly. And sometimes is a very frustrating process of, you know, there's a great song in there somewhere and you just gotta try and get to its essence. In some ways, try and keep your hands off it as much as possible and let it come through.
Yeah.
And that can mean lots of going down blind alleys or whatever you have to do to get there. And I guess that's what I do a lot of times, is just try and get a song to the point where it will take flight. And there's no formality to it. It's really, yeah. It's very much a trial and error thing.